welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic, as usual, is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column. This one is called Holidays, Rituals, and Traditions. It was inspired by my own feelings that were brought up by July 4th, but it applies, of course, to all holidays. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to bruceallen.com. Today, Wayne Levine will bring his unique point of view to the men's room. Jim Sheinberg is here to discuss family financial matters. And we have special guest Barbara Greenberg, author of the hit book Teenage as a Second Language, A Parent's Guide to Becoming Bilingual, and the co-creator of the website TalkingTeenage.com. She will be replacing Pastor Drew Sams, who is on a trip to Brazil, which we heard about last week. He is on a wonderful mission to build a ropes course at a camp in the wilds of Brazil. Good for you, Pastor Drew. I am very pleased to welcome my newest radio affiliate, KRSA, in Petersburg, Alaska, on 580 AM, or as they like to be known as Regional Radio of the Inside Passage. I did the Inside Passage with my family, and it's extraordinary. And all it did was give me a taste for Alaska and made me realize how much more there is to see and incredible wonders that exist in a state that is, what, one-third the size of the whole continental U.S.? Thank you, KRSA, for bringing the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View, to your family of listeners. You can follow me at Twitter, at Bruce Allen, and if you haven't already, please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We are nearing 4,000 dads and moms from literally all over the world. Want to know what the number one city represented on my page is? You'd think Los Angeles. You might think New York. You'd say maybe another city in the U.S. Nope. Number one city is Mumbai, India. Go figure. What I do figure, of course, is that the internet brings us together in ways you just cannot understand. While you're liking A Dad's Point of View on Facebook, there's another website and Facebook page I'd like to bring your attention to. It's a really cool movie site called Movie Smackdown. You can find them Movie Smackdown, just like it sounds, .com on the web, or Movie Smackdown on Facebook, and it's a really unique way of looking at movies, and without giving it away, I just suggest you go follow the page, like the page, and go look at the website. They do some really interesting things with movie trailers, and they review movies in a way that has not been done, I think, anywhere else, and it works very well. I have occasionally, if not regularly, talked about my book that came out a little over a month ago. It's called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation. It is now available in all the major e-reader formats. It's now on iTunes. It is a Kindle. It's a Nook. And if you must, you can actually buy the real book at any of those sites or at the store at bruceallen.com, where there's a special website-only deal that includes the companion poster for the book. It is time, if my producer is ready, to continue our new one-minute radio featurette, which on one station is being called a life lesson, A Dad's Point of View life lesson. I think this is the fourth airing of our featurettes. And, Richard, are you ready? He's giving me the finger like he always does. So let's go on and listen to this next featurette.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Words hurt, so watch what you say. The power of words can be as harmful as the power of a fist. With the advent of modern technology, we've seen the damage that a simple text can do to a middle school child when something hurtful is spread. And like a leaf blown in the wind, it can't be retrieved. It is incumbent upon parents to teach children to watch what we say, what we write, and what we text. Parents need to model good behavior in this regard, and not gossip, and not disparage others with casual disregard. Remember, your kids see everything you do, so model what you want them to do. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at bruceallen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Words hurt. They really do. Words hurt in many ways much more than a slap on the face or minor violent action, because You can recover from minor violence, but you may not ever recover. And certainly a reputation cannot be recovered if you've been slandered. So I learned a lot about this reading a phenomenal book called Words That Hurt, Words That Heal by Joseph Telushkin. In it, he quotes, he's a rabbi, and he's written amazing books about all sorts of things that are non-religious, including this one. Though he does cite biblical references and a Hebrew expression called Lashon Hara, which literally means evil language or evil tongue. And it is the Hebrew prohibition in Jewish law of telling gossip. Speech is considered to be Lashon Hara if it says something negative about a person or party, is not previously known to the public, is not seriously intended to correct or improve a negative situation, and most importantly, is true. Statements that fit this description are considered to be Lashon Hara, or gossip in our vernacular, regardless of the method of communication that is used, whether it is through face-to-face conversation, a written letter, telephone, or email, and I would add, or text, or Facebook post, or any of the myriad ways in which we communicate nowadays. It's considered in the religious worlds to be a very serious sin. Therefore, these scholars proclaim how much more serious is such a statement that is false. So, obviously, even worse. So, watch what you say. Teach your kids the same thing. If they see mom and dad gossiping about the neighbors, moaning and groaning about relatives in unproductive ways, they're going to do the same thing. So, words hurt and words heal. That is, again, the title of Rabbi Joseph Telushkin's quite wonderful book, Words That Hurt, Words That Heal. In the sense of healing, or in the context of healing, this week's subject is holidays, rituals, and traditions. And I was motivated this July 4th as I, for some reason, we were spread out, our family, and we didn't have a regular tradition on July 4th. But I was aware of a lot of things going on all over the country, and it just had me thinking about the value of holidays to family. And I think each family uses holidays to create their own traditions, their own values. And holidays can be so joyous, and these traditions can transcend generations. We have one in our family that I adore. It is a highlight of my week alongside doing this radio show each Thursday, which is when I do it live. Every Friday night, my family and I sit down for a Shabbat dinner. And it is known to my boys, including my now teenage boys that are almost 15 and almost 18, that they should at the very best try to plan their weekend activities with their friends around our Friday night dinner. I also have written many times about the value of a family dinner. Now, we have dinner together as a family more than just Friday night, but Friday night is relatively inviolate. If there's something truly special, I will let it go. But what we do each Friday night is we do a couple blessings, which is basically welcoming the Sabbath, which is, of course, a different day of the week from other religions. In Judaism, it's Friday night to Saturday night, or Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. We do a blessing welcoming the Sabbath, first with candles. Then we do a blessing over the wine. Then we do a blessing over the kids, boys or girls, and boys and or girls in my house. We just do the blessing for the boys. And finally, we do the motzi, or the ha-motzi, as it's called, which is the blessing over basically the food. And in our case, I bake a fresh challah bread each week. When I'm too lazy, we buy it. But then we go around, and we usually have a special meal that my wife makes, who's an extraordinary cook. But then we go around the table, and we do this tradition. That's ours. We go around, and we share the best and worst things that have happened to each of us that previous week. And it's become quite the tradition, and everybody really enjoys it and thinks about it. One very important caveat is you're only allowed one worst, because when the kids were young, I wanted to be sure this didn't become a whining fest. And you could share as many best things that you want to share. And often we would learn things from our boys of things that had happened that week that they might not have shared with us if we didn't have this tradition. So I believe holidays, rituals, and traditions in family define family. And I encourage you to create your own traditions. My producer is telling me it is time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View.
That's one of you. Bruce Salin, you know the-